Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy Espinoza. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. Again, we want to welcome everybody to our show, all our callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night. We're getting into the latter part of 2012 now. We're into December, so it's going to be interesting. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk a little about this geometric calculator that you found online. Can you want to explain how that works?
Yeah, this is interesting. I happened to stumble onto this geometrics calculator. What it does is, each letter in our names, take for instance, has a number like, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, and then what they do is they, in this calculator, they total all the numbers up that are in your name or whatever you might put into this calculator, and then it matches up to other similar names or numbers that match yours, and it's interesting what comes up. A lot of it even has to do, with the matrix, things that we might be connected to or even talk about or even think about. And what do you get from that, Agent?
Well, it definitely makes sense, Roy. It's interesting because I was telling a friend that that it's interesting how everything is numbers and everything is words, no matter where you go. And, you could be walking down the street and see words or letters or numbers, like street signs and names and certain things like that. And every street has a different symbolic meaning behind it, as much as numbers do, And it's interesting because I used to talk to her later. She went by the name under 41. Which is kind of interesting because my apartment number was 41.
Wow.
Back where I used to live. And it seems like I always track to 41 every time I get into a new place.
That's interesting. Do you think even in numerology, they claim that if you have a phone number and a house number, that it somehow even affects, how much money you're bringing into your home. Or it might even affect you in a way where you're losing a lot of money because you have those numbers.
And it can also mean different things.
Yeah.
And that's why on this website you could put in a number and it can bring up about a million different things.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes even less than that. So it just kind of depends on what dimension it's coming from. So it's interesting how it pulls up, number 11 or number 19 or number 13. And then when you start going into the lower dimensional questions, like, you put in, for an example, you put in a movie and you say Fright Night, then it's going to bring up a lower dimensional number because that is something demonic. And anything that relates to vampires is demonic.
Yeah.
And I also believe that God also, when he made his angels, he marked them with different numbers and different names. So I'm not sure those numbers have something to do with a symbolic meaning behind it. Just like their names do,
And what's your feelings about the Mark of the Beast?
Well, the Mark of the Beast number 666 is really interesting because, you know, you put that in there and it's interesting that that would be a lower dimensional number. And
yeah.
I think that 666 is a dimensional portal that can open up different doorways in the underworld.
Wow. Would you say
we don't know? I mean, it's like dialing a number. It's like dialing a phone number, like you said. We don't know what
yeah.
doors it opens up for what channel.
So would you say a lot of these numbers are like codes?
I would say everything is coded.
Yeah.
Because when you put in a name, that's also coded. And it's even proven on this calculator that everything is a number underneath the name.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, the words are just words. They're not really words. They're just they're codes and they're numbers.
Mm.
And that's why it brings up all these different numbers and codes underneath the words.
Right.
So they're not really words. They're numbers. They're our universal language. People have just covered it up to be words.
Wow.
So if you look past the word, you can see the numbers. You can see the codes.
Yeah.
And when you hack into them, when you type in that, you're almost like you're hacking into them. And like you said, that's kind of like the Matrix, because everything on the Matrix was just numbers. They were codes, you know.
And how does Sokolov's fit into this?
Well, Sokolov's are really interesting, too. It's an interesting metaphysical tool. If anybody's really gotten into collages, a lot of people know what a collage is. And but what a soul collage is you're actually connecting on a soul level, in which you look at the magazine and you pick out what relates to you, just like a tarot card. And then you cut it out and you paste it on a blank piece of paper. That would be a collage. And then the soul would be the soul connection with the archetype, which archetypes have a lot of codes too. It has a lot of coding because archetypes have different names. So if you look at those codes, you know, they might be a lower or higher dimensional frequency.
Right.
So, because I kind of get the feeling that you're dealing with a lot of frequencies when you're dealing with that kind of stuff.
I mean, we've heard that a picture is worth a thousand words.
Uh-huh.
So.
And now we know that numbers are.
Now we know that numbers and pictures and even symbols are very powerful.
They are.
And do you think
this
is something that the ETs use
now.
A lot too?
What's that?
Do you think the ETs use a lot of symbols and numbers and pictures?
Well, I think when they look at our words, they look at the codes.
Yeah.
They don't look at the words. They look at the numbers behind the words.
Yeah.
And that's how they communicate with us. And that's why you'll see the numbers on your TV screen or you see the symbols.
Yeah.
Because they go by symbols, too. Depending on what race they are. If it's a triangle, then you know it's from a different kind of race. If you know it's a square, then you know it's from another race, and they're communicating back and forth through symbols.
Right.
And they're going to communicate in such a way that we don't understand them because of their technology. But, you know, if we learn a lot about numbers and we learn about what's behind the words, then we tap into that frequency and learn to tap into the Matrix, you know.
That's interesting.
It is.
Are people, do you think that people are starting to see more of these numbers, you know, more symbolism, you know, they're starting to get context. You know, do you feel the ETs are trying to contact us?
I do. I do believe that they are trying to contact us.
Yeah. And that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as we get closer to the date of December the 21st, you know, a lot of dimensions are starting to open up. You know, the veil's getting a lot thinner, so, you know, people are starting to see a lot more, hear a lot more, and things are starting to come through.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I feel, you know, everybody should, you know, be open and aware, you know, of their surroundings.
Uh-huh.
But,
well, we have a lot of callers. Looks like
why don't we go ahead and get started, Deidre?
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot tonight. Let's go to the 813 area. You're on the air. 813. Okay, that one hung up. Let's go to the 561. You're on the air. Hello. 561. You're on the air. Okay. No response there. Let's go to the 858 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Hello. I'm here. I'm on
hello.
The air. How are you today? Tonight?
Good, and how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
And could you tell us your first name and where you're from?
My first name is Anne, and I'm from California.
Okay, and we welcome you to our show tonight. And
thank you.
Could you share with us your feelings about, you know, what you feel is going to happen, you know, on the 21st of December?
I think that everything will be fine. I think that many people feel scared, but from what I've heard, scientific research and everything, we will be fine.
Okay, and can we help you? You know, which way can we help you tonight?
I was not sure if we can ask you questions about reading, so we can't.
Okay, and what question do you have?
Can we ask just for general, or we should have a question? I just don't know the rules.
What are you looking for? Are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking for a new job?
No, well, let's see. My personal life, romance, love. What
okay.
do you see coming up?
Hey, Jen, what are you getting?
I'm getting more love than finances.
Well,
are you currently seeing somebody right now?
I have problem with the relationship with my close partner, and I don't know, what do you see there happening?
Okay. Is there anything that you see, Roy?
Oh.
Well, I'm getting that there's been some disappointments. Is this something that you are not getting any communication with?
Yes, whole thing that the person's behavior is disappointing, and what do you see for us for future?
right now, you know, since we just came out of a retrograde, you know, things are starting to move, you know, a little bit better now. But now, from what I've been hearing, that we're going to go into a planet alignment starting tomorrow. And Dayton, what are you getting from that?
Well, I'm getting that it's going to have an impact on some relationship.
So do you feel that'll slow things down again?
Yeah, I feel like some of it will be positive and then some will be negative depending on how it affects us.
Right.
Is there a name for that that's coming? Then we can look it up.
Yeah, his name is Edward. I mean, what do you see for us, particularly for this relationship?
Well, I'm asking Roy, is there a name for that? For that?
Yeah. Okay,
is
yes.
It a retrograde or what is it?
Well, it's
oh, you mean the name?
The planets are going into alignment. They'll be all in alignment. This is why, you know, it's going to start affecting, you know, our pole, you know. So, you know, it's gonna have some effect on the people on Earth and in our planet. And what are you getting from that?
I think it's going to cause a pole shift.
Yeah.
Something's telling me it's going to cause a shift. Like
what
some of
that,
it will be negative and some will be positive.
What is that going to do to relationship?
I
mean,
it's going to open people up more.
Yeah. So a lot of people are going to be experiencing a lot, you know, whether you were having difficulties, you know, things are going to start shifting, you know, in another direction.
For us, particularly for this specific relationship,
yeah.
What do you feel, what kind of shift you see for us?
It's going to, things will start moving, you know, in a better direction, you know, for the both of you.
Do you
make contact with this person? I mean, are you communicating?
No, we are staying in contact. We communicate each day, but the communication doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, once we go into this planet alignment, things will start moving a little bit more rapidly, you know, quicker. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, it depends quicker in what direction, because
yeah.
I don't know if you mean the relationship will improve or quickly.
It'll improve. It'll start moving.
And
in
how
a better
soon
direction, in a positive way.
You mean by the end of December, or what's the time frame that you're looking at?
You're going to start seeing a lot of improvement by this week. I mean, this coming week, where, you know, it's Sunday night. So by this next, you know, week, you'll be start seeing some improvement.
Mm.
Yeah. And what are you getting, Nathan?
Let's see. Hold on a minute. Let me look here in my cards. I'm just trying to look up something. Because the card I pulled is the Tree of Life. I just want to see what that means. and a calculator. And that's the two of wands. Sometimes I get ideas up here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, first name that came up is Your Reality. What do you get from that?
Your Reality?
Uh-huh.
So things will start coming more in alignment. Be more of this reality.
You said something about the card that you pulled. What is the meaning of the card for us?
Well, the Two of Wands has to do with, usually the Two of Cups has to do with more of an emotional attachment between you two, which means there's more communication. But the Two of Wands is a little bit different. It's more like business related more than relationship related. Because Wands is always about business. And it's always about money, and it's always about things not lasting very long, which means I'm kind of getting this person's not really your soulmate.
Well,
so would you say they're having more of a business relationship?
Yeah. That's usually what the Two of Wands is.
Yeah.
It's more business.
Wow.
So this will kind of be more stable, this relationship, or it will be very shaky, or even if it's based on business?
Well, not really stable, no. Because it says here on the Two of Wands, it says, the other word I'm looking at is called barrier. What are you getting from that, Roy?
Well, that usually some blockages, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, what I'm getting more than my guides are telling me that, does he even know how you feel? I mean, how you feel about him? I mean, I'm getting more... I mean, you say that you talk, but you really, I'm getting that you and him really don't talk about your inner feelings towards each other.
Yeah, he closes up. He doesn't want to discuss his feelings.
He's not an emotional person.
No.
He is not an emotional, and he just...
That's probably why he got the wands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, the wands represent fire, element of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that you need more water in your relationship than you need fire, because fire, it lightens up your relationship, but it has no emotion to it. But see, fire has its own emotion to it. Fire, even though it's not a water element, it has its own emotion, and its own emotion has to do with rage. It has to do with... you know, looking at emotional things in a different way than if you were with the Scorpio. You know what I mean? Because a Scorpio is more emotional. But they're very sensitive to certain topics. Like, you could talk to a Scorpio and tell them about emotional things, and then they'll kind of back off. They don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So fire elements are a little bit different the way they express their emotions. See, for a long time, I've known fire signs to be non-emotional people, which, you know, if you give them a hug, they'll kind of push you back. I've done that before. I've hugged very fire elemental, emotional kind of people, and they're like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So you have a lot of fire and emotional energy.
Exactly, as you say, sometimes you're trying to do everything good for the person and he pushes you back.
Right. Because that's how they express their emotion. That's how they've been brought up to express their emotion.
especially if they're not an emotional people.
Not to give good, not to do good things for these people.
And sometimes it's not always about the element. Sometimes they were just brought up that way. They were raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not have had a mother that loved them. They may not have had a father that loved them. So they really don't know what love is because they never had a childhood, you know, to express love. So everybody's kind of different the way they express themselves, you know.
The main thing, what my guides are saying is, what are you looking for in this relationship? Are you looking for somebody that's would, you know, be emotional, you know, be more caring?
I'm looking for someone that just will be there for me and
yeah.
It's not necessary to be emotional.
It's not about always about emotion. It's not always about affection. But it's all. It could be always about somebody just being there for you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To give you balance.
Yeah.
And that's
the main thing is,
you
know, what my guys are saying, that you have to be patient. You know,
yeah, I'm getting that too.
Yeah.
With this person?
Yeah, with this person, you have to be patient.
Do you feel his intentions towards me?
Well,
do you,
the main thing is he's, you know, from his past, he didn't know what a lot of you know, emotions were. He didn't
or love. And he might have not had a mother that showed it to him.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know. So we don't know. We don't know his history.
Yeah.
You know.
Main thing is,
and that's not something that is any of our business, but at the same time, that is a symbolic meaning behind his, the way he feels, the way he pushes back, the way he, the word says, people say, it, they call it bolting.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, bolting.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of push back from other people. See, I had a friend like that. He was always bolting from my friendship.
Hmm.
And he would even admit to me that he was bolting.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said bolting, I was like, okay, well, that just means that you don't like unconditional love. You don't like friendship. You don't like me doing things for you. So that tells me he's not an emotional person.
Right.
You know? Some people don't feel emotion.
Okay.
Especially if they're fire signs.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much,
Bose.
It was very helpful. Thank
you. And we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope we were able to help you.
Yes, you have.
But let's go ahead with our next caller.
Okay, let's go to the 814 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Are you there?
Okay, 813 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Sophia, and I'm calling from Tampa.
And we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, my question tonight is, I met a guy back in October. We're both fire signs. He's a Leo, I'm a Leo. He's been divorced. I've never been married. And we've been going through ups and downs in between this, I would say, friendship. I'm trying to express how I feel, but I don't know if they're feeling the same as me. He's 43 and I'm 40. outcome. Do you see anything with us moving forward?
Did you say he was a Leo also?
Yes, sir. We're 2 weeks apart from each other.
Nathan, what do you get from them both being Leos?
I think that's very wonderful. I know a couple of people who are Leos, and so does my dad. And they have been together for a lot of years, and it's actually a really good combination. Leo, I actually have a friend that's dating a Leo right now. And he says that she gets along with him all the time, but the only problem is that they have to give themselves time away from each other.
Guess that's true.
Too much competition.
Yeah, we've been getting into it quite lately, so we back off from each other.
But you need time away, a retreat, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And give you guys enough time to balance and to heal and ground yourselves. Whatever you take from the earth, you give back to it. And when you do that, and you know what I like you to do is take an onion and bury it in the ground in front of your house if you can. And that's actually giving back to the earth, back to Gaia, Mother Earth. And this will help to balance your relationship, because that's what you need in your relationship is balance. Because you give strength to one another. That's what Leos do. They give strength.
Now, is this other person, is he a business owner?
Yes, and he's constantly busy. He has his own moving company. And he has people that help him